President of the semi-autonomous Kurdish region of Iraq, Masoud Barzani, has called on his MPs to prepare an independence referendum in a move which he sees a step closer to achieving a full Kurdish state. Iraq's 5 million Kurds have ruled themselves within Iraq in relative peace for the past two decades. In recent weeks, Kurdish Peshmerga forces moved into Kirkuk and other disputed areas in the provinces of Nineveh and Diyala in northern Iraq as Takfiri militants of the ISIL seized areas in the west and north of the country.
It is time for the Kurdish people to determine their own future. The recent events in Iraq have proved that we should ask the people what they want and to uphold it.
However, Kurdish political parties remain to be at odds over the referendum, as some have slammed the attempt to impose a transformation for pragmatic motives. They have stressed their refusal to exchange democracy for what their political rivals are calling a national project, and pledged that national construction should be based on standards of citizenship rather than ethnicity.
Kurds are part of Iraq, we are partners with the Iraqi people, and we are represented in Iraqi parliament. We are calling for the reconstruction of a new Iraq, the same way we did back in 2003. If any change should be made, it can only be made through dialogue with Baghdad.
Meanwhile, Baghdad has rejected the planned vote for independence. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki accused the Kurds on Wednesday of exploiting current events in order to impose a reality and called the move unacceptable. It is widely believed that the formation of an official Kurdish state could lead to the fragmenting of the regional order and reinforce the spread of extremism. Observers believe that it is very unlikely Iraqi Kurdistan will announce its independence anytime soon, namely due to the lack of international backing for the cause and Iraqi Kurdistan's inability to finance itself. They stress that the timing of such an independence could have great ramifications that would influence the entire region. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Erbil.